My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Agnes disclosed that her name was actually Belinda. As she disclosed this to Davin, Davin asked her to reveal on her Facebook page that it was fake, and she is really not Agnes. She did, and we discuss it. So listen and enjoy.
You guys ready?
Yes.
Ready to see if she did it or didn't do
it? Yeah, I want to know.
I have done what I promised. Hope things go on with us now, since this is a huge step for our relationship. See you. This is what she posted on the Agnes page.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. The Agnes you see in the picture is not the one you talk to. I use this as a cover-up to talk to you guys. I am sorry if I have hurt anyone's feeling during this period. I apologize and ask for your forgiveness. Thank you. That was on her page.
Oh, my God.
And then I'll tell you what was sent afterwards, but I want to get... Joe's been... This is a sham. I got to get Joe's take. Got to go to Joe here. And Joe's silent, which makes perfect radio.
How many friends were on that page?
Over 100. Well over 100. Well, mouths are open. I'll continue talking, because Joe and Pip are useless.
Well, no.
You're stunned. You guys are stunned. I like this.
I'm trying to figure the angle. I have nothing to say. I'm just trying to figure the angle on this.
I know. I'm actually sitting here with my mouth open for those...
Waiting for a cock.
Maybe most of the
people... Wait for a cock?
Was there a lot...
I said cock.
Cock. Yeah. Oh.
When she posted something on it, was a lot of people chiming in when she would post something?
Should we say?
Because yeah. There's people I know that some the posts they're more popular than others where they'll post something on their book and everybody chimes in and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If this is not the case with her, she might feel I could delete the page. Nobody's really chiming in with me anyway.
So you think that's a big thing?
Yeah.
So the line's been moved for you now. First it was the reveal. Now the line's been moved. How many people respond?
Right. It's just another thing on that.
It would be interesting because, there are some people that friend people and then they never, seem to correspond with these people at all. Like, there's no interchange on their
right.
Wall. But let's all bullshit. This is a fucking huge step either way.
It is.
This is huge. Never saw this coming.
No.
And really, I'm stuck in a room and I can't talk to you.
Really? I know. Really expected her
around. I'm still skeptical, man. These people are scum.
All right. She goes, so what's your real picture, Agnes? How can you use someone else's picture? Not cool. That's not fair. And all who's chatted with you and trust you, LOL, too much.
Now, these are the people that are...
These are people responding.
Yeah. Okay.
And then a comic friend I know, Rich Schultes, because remember, I told you to comics. This isn't news. Everyone already knew. Not really, stupid.
Yeah.
Then the guy, Clark, really? And you wanted Western Union money for Xmas. Wow. Be well.
Wow.
Eli Croft. Okay, where is the real Agnes? Then the guy who you professed love to her months ago, that's sad. You would lead people. That's not nice. So there you go. There you go. People still bought the myth.
Yeah.
All right, Joey.
How many people were chatting back and forth with her on a daily basis?
I don't know. You post shit all the time. Nobody responds to it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, listen to me. That's what I'm saying. Now, let's say I'm a scammer, okay?
I'd like to think you are.
The case with me. If you said, you know what? I want you to tell everybody that you're not real, you're not really Joe Curry, you're Dick Eldorado or something like that. Now, if I'm using that to scam and I've got that many people, coming back, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Why not? The two people respond anyway.
But here's the thing. One of those people was somebody just days ago she was asking money from.
Mm. Yeah,
money,
yeah.
Money might have been coming. So besides the money that I was going to send her once the divorce. Right. Besides the money fake Davin was going to send.
Yeah.
She's also now pissing away other potential money.
Yeah, because she said to this guy, the guy was like, oh, that's really nice. You wanted Western Union for Christmas.
She doesn't know that money's not coming at that point, Joe.
Tom is speechless. How did that happen?
Did this guy...
Because I'm the man, motherfucker!
Maybe this guy didn't correspond as much as you did. Maybe this guy,
Here's how it happens, really, because we instant chat and, listen, honestly, I'm going to tell you guys, I still don't know. I know where we are in our relationship now. Joe and Pip, they have no idea.
Yeah.
I will tell you right now, I still do not know this shit. That I was on vacation in Aruba with my family. This was consuming my thoughts.
Yeah.
I had nobody to talk to about this.
Because we have to be,
wow.
Because this doesn't, like, the reactions you're getting from these guys are genuine. I mean, Pip's a good actress. Joe, I'm not so sure about.
We don't know what's happening until you guys hear it either.
Exactly.
As a matter of fact, there are times that we would ride in the car places and we're on our way to do the show or whatever, and we'd start saying something and we're like, oh no, save it for the show. Save it for the show. We ran out of things to talk about when we're just us off the show.
What did I email you? I emailed you a couple days ago. I go, I just want to do a 15-hour show just for you. Just so I can talk to you about this.
Tell me the stuff.
Just so we could gossip like hens.
I know.
All right, now that's probably a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Is that a better place, Joe?
Yeah.
See the fallout? See what the fuck happened?
Wow.
See what my next move was?
Yeah.
That good, Joe?
Yeah.
I'm still pretty blown away that she actually put it on and oh, that's
perfect. There's still an angle.
Joe, you can't. But Joe, you keep on moving the end zone, Joe. You keep on saying, I'm not saying you're wrong, but by your own criteria, you keep on changing it.
Because they're rotten, lying people you can't trust.
So then what you're saying is there's no way she could be real. What does she have to do? Because she's done the two things. She's done everything that would prove that she is real.
Yeah.
Except for that phone call. If I didn't have that phone call where we heard the guy feeding her lines, we'd be like, son of a bitch!
I mean, not I know, but now the only thing, the one thing that I'm still thinking
about. Is your mic on?
Is it? Yeah, they were hearing me.
Are they? Okay. Yeah. Talk.
Okay,
all right, I'm sorry.
And that's okay. Well, Chris says, I reckon there's another twist. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have no idea, guys. This shit is twisty-turny.
Oh, yeah, no, he's been telling me, he's been, like, dangling the carrot and saying, oh, you won't believe what fucking happened today, but we're still back in December hearing the stories.
I get blown away. Oh. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I consider myself pretty smart. I know about these scammers. I've researched these scammers.
Yeah.
I will say this. Agnes, when she was Agnes, was out of the playbook.
Yeah.
Agnes, we saw coming a mile away.
Right.
I've done research. I've gone on scamming sites. I mean, I've talked to people who bait scammers. I don't bait them. They find me. This is off the playbook.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard of this before. Scammers do fall in love. Yeah. It is possible. But this is off the playbook, off the reservation.
Right, right. Well, now just, I don't think that this is the case here. But I mean, just to remember that in the movie Catfish, I'm not on the show.
There's a movie?
There was a movie that started the whole thing off.
No, we started the whole thing off. Fuck
them. It's gotten very popular. They were talking about it at the party on Sunday.
Yes, which is why everybody, you guys listening should be telling your friends, listen to Davin's Den every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. live. Catch the replays. Download on iTunes because we do this shit better than any of these people.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.